And welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Midday. We are very grateful for that fact. And it's time for a theater review, which we do every week with our beloved theater critic, Jaewyn Russett. Good to see you, Judy.
Nice to be beloved.
So the time has come, madam, for us to speak of Hamilton. We've been doing these reviews for years now, and I can't think of a show that we've talked about that is the kind of phenomenon that Hamilton is. So it's at the Kennedy Center. It's going to be there for a long time through September. First thing, there don't seem to me, at least, to be very many musicals, Broadway musicals, that are about history. So does that have anything to do? Is that inform the reason that this thing has taken off the way it has?
Well, probably not so much. You're right, there aren't many musicals about history. I can think of 1776 and maybe Evita and Les Miserables. But this show is the biggest phenomenon I've ever seen on the Broadway stage. It has taken off beyond anything I've ever imagined. Kennedy Center's audience on opening night cheered when the unknown actor who plays Hamilton came out on stage. That's how big a phenomenon this is. And I think there are many reasons for it. It has a multi...
He ain't going to be unknown for long, by the way.
That's true. I think the fact that the show has a multi-ethnic cast and a multi-ethnic creative team has a lot to do with its popularity. And then there's that range of musical styles. A lot of the show is hip-hop, but not entirely. Young audiences in particular identify with the sound of the show. The issues, interestingly, are even more timely than when the show debuted in 2015. And seeing these issues raised in Washington, D.C. is just thrilling. I'll name just a few. Immigration,
yeah.
Absolutely.
All
Hamilton,
in the news these days.
Of course, and Hamilton was a Caribbean immigrant. The word immigrant occurs in the show repeatedly. There's a line that gets a big hand, immigrants, we get the job done. The whole topic of money. Hamilton was the first Secretary of the Treasury, which raises the issue of responsible government spending and the handling of debt. The issue of this country's role in international conflicts comes up. Hamilton has a line, if we try to fight in every revolution in the world, we'd never stop. That also gets applause. And Hamilton was the first American politician involved in a sex scandal. Everyone from Jefferson to Aaron Burr says, he's never going to be president now. So it turns out to be not just a show about history, but also a show about current events. It's about now in a way that other history musicals usually aren't. And frankly, it's just a great show. It shakes up history, it shakes up the genre of musical theater, and it shakes up the audience.
Of course, this is inspired by a specific book. Ron Chernow's biography of Alexander Hamilton came out in 2004. I read the book and was completely taken by it. I thought it was fantastic. And I know you like the book a lot. We've heard from Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator, that when he read this thing, it just popped out of him at him that this is a musical. When you read the book, what was your reaction? I mean, did it seem to have the makings of a musical as you were reading the biography?
Well, I don't think anyone but Lin-Manuel Miranda could have found a musical in this and then created it himself, the script, the score, and of course he originally starred in it. I hadn't read the book when I first saw the show on Broadway 2 years ago. The show is so dense, I knew that I wanted to read the book before I saw it again, and I'm glad I did. The first time around, even though this show lasts almost 3 hours, there's so much action in the second act, it really speeds by almost too quickly. Having read the book, I appreciate Miranda's achievement even more. One of the many things this show is about is how you're remembered, how you're going to be remembered. And the way this show remembers Alexander Hamilton is extraordinary. It's an extraordinary tribute, flaws and all. And it's also an extraordinary tribute to Lin-Manuel Miranda's immense talent. The last line in the show, which reminds me of a line from Hamlet at the end of Hamlet, the last line in the show is, "Who tells your story?" Here's a little bit of that final number.
Who dies, who tells your story?
Every other founding father's story gets told. Every other founding father gets to grow old.
And when you're gone, who remembers your name? Who keeps your flame?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Music from Hamilton, that's the Broadway cast album. So, Judy, you said that the score does include a lot of hip-hop, and so many people are familiar with it, I'm sure they know that. But this number that we just heard is, you know, much more traditional Broadway musical kind of music. How would you describe the music in general?
It's really a very broad fusion of musical styles, and the direction and the choreography are perfectly matched with the score. They're fast, they're fluid, they're inventive. The show is staged on concentric turntables, and the way the elements of musical theater come together are just breathtaking. In the published libretto, Lin-Manuel Miranda cites influences ranging from Rodgers and Hammerstein and Jason Robert Brown to Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls. I'll give you an idea of the variety. There's an R&B number, the Schuyler Sisters. Lin-Manuel Miranda also calls this his New York anthem because it has the repeated lyric, "The greatest city in the world." King George III has several jaunty comic numbers, starting with one called "You'll Be Back." Aaron Burr introduces Washington with a line from Gilbert and Sullivan. And at the end of Act One, there's basically a lullaby. It starts with Aaron Burr singing about his young daughter, and then on the other side of the stage, Hamilton joins in singing about his young son, Philip. One of the best-known songs, of course, is My Shot. It's mostly rap. Let's listen to some of that.
Broadway cast company recording of Hamilton. So, Judy, you mentioned that you saw Hamilton on Broadway. How does the touring company at the Kennedy Center compare? Did they just, you know, transplant it from Broadway and do the same thing here?
Well, this is an entirely different cast, although there are some members who have been in the Broadway company. I should say I didn't see Lin-Manuel Miranda in the lead. I did see most of the original company up there. Austin Scott is playing Hamilton at the Kennedy Center. He's not totally magnetic in the role, and I couldn't get all of his lyrics. But what comes across unmistakably is that his character, his Hamilton, is the polar opposite of Aaron Burr. Austin Scott plays Hamilton as impatient and impetuous. There's a song that describes Hamilton as nonstop. Nicholas Christopher is playing Burr, and he plays him as chillingly patient. He has a song called Wait For It. It's an excellent performance. He's almost Mephistophelian as Burr. He has a shaved head and a goatee. He's the narrator of the piece, and he really kind of haunts the scenes. Hamilton's political life, his conflict with Burr, is one strand of this script. Another major strand is Hamilton's romantic life. Julia K. Harriman is very moving as his wife, Eliza Schuyler. When we meet her, she's youthful and innocent and spirited. She becomes a stronger presence as the action goes on. I also want to mention Sabrina Sloan, who plays her devoted older sister, Angelica, who is a very forceful figure from the start. And she's a really good rapid rapper, I have to say. And I want to give a shout out to Peter Matthew Smith. He plays King George. This is a relatively small role, but it's a really showy role, and he plays him as this simpering, power-crazed character.
Yeah, King George got a lot of play in the Broadway production, too. I mean, as you say, it's not a big role, but a lot of people commented. I haven't seen it yet. And it's interesting, but this is obviously a phenomenon, as we've spoken. How difficult is it to get tickets at the Kennedy Center? It's there until September, but are they plentiful or are they easy to get?
I wouldn't say plentiful, but there are still some tickets available for most performances. There also is a lottery for tickets, and this is going on in every city that the show plays. At the Kennedy Center, 40 tickets are being sold for $10 a Hamilton, $10 each for every performance, and this is through a digital lottery. There's a two-ticket limit. The lottery is hamiltonmusical.com/lottery, so that's an opportunity. And, of course, the show's going to be at the Hippodrome for a full month next summer. Basically, Hamilton isn't going away. I mean, eventually there'll be school performances. Everybody who wants to see Hamilton is going to get a chance to see Hamilton, and everyone should.
All right. Hamilton is at the Kennedy Center until the 16th of September, and we've got a link to details about the showtimes and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about Cockpit in Court. What do they got going on?
They have opened their season with a very impressive production of the musical Avenue Q. Look forward to telling you all about that.
All right. We do indeed look forward to that. So thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Tom.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full-service market. They've got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, it's Midday with the Mayor. Mayor Catherine Pugh will be my guest for the hour. I hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing to our podcast. Thanks for pinging us on Twitter. Thanks for being around. We appreciate it. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.